This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, I was about to say something. It's a good thing the microphone wasn't on. Let's get to it here. Thank you, Richard.
Yes, sir.
We are here on the Talk Radio Review for another week, examining the charts from Talkers Magazine, week ending September the 21st. We get into fall. There is no fall off when it comes to controversy and conversation. And here to do the honors to discuss the top 10 stories and people, not necessarily in order or not necessarily all of them, is esteemed broadcaster Walter Sterling, Richard McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Jennifer Horn. And I actually would like to start with Jennifer. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. Number one story this week, the allegation, I guess that's the right word, against Mr. Kavanaugh. Jennifer, you have a new wrinkle on this, one that not many people have heard to this point. Would you explain?
Ooh, I'm intrigued. Let's hear it.
Well, look, I think every accusation needs to be treated seriously. Christine Ford has made a pretty big one against Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And so I follow this stuff. We all do. We're always looking at headlines. And I had seen some news coming out about a former clerk to Scalia. He's also now a conservative operative, to be fair. His name is Ed Whelan. And he said that he had the evidence, the smoking gun that would clear Brett Kavanaugh's name, and he would release it soon. Well, soon has come. And Ed Whelan has started to lay out this case, trying to prove that maybe Christine Ford is telling the truth, but perhaps it's a case of mistaken identity. So Ed Whelan, Justice Scalia's former law clerk, president of the conservative think tank, the Ethics and Public Policy Center, they call it the EPPC, said on Twitter that Christine Ford, he believes, may have been victimized by someone 36 years ago, but he thinks the person was a guy named Chris Garrett, not a guy named Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And he lays it out saying that both Kavanaugh and Garrett went to school at the same time. They went to the same school at the same time. And that people always would laugh about how much they looked alike. And there are actually pictures available, and they do look somewhat similar. They still, actually to this day, they published some current pictures of the two of them, look pretty darn similar. And according to Ed Whelan, he says that Christine Ford said that this alleged assault happened in a house near the country club in town. Well, Kavanaugh and everyone else that she identified, Mike Judge is one, that being at this party, that none of them lived by the country club. But this guy, Chris Garrett, lives by the country club. He even laid out a map. He mapped out the home of...
Yes, we can lessen the impact of Mr. Sterling coughing and Martin Laura. By putting his microphone down, Richard.
I did that,
go
yes.
ahead.
Yes.
Chris Garrett, they even laid out, they put out the layout of his home, which is very much matching the description of Christine Ford. Now, could this all be coincidence? Yes, it absolutely could. Could there still be a million other scenarios as to what happened? Yes. But Ed Whelan says that maybe this is a case of mistaken identity and that there's some confusion going on
here.
Why
did he pick this guy, Chris Garrett?
Because they look alike.
See the pictures,
I guess, comment on it.
No, I haven't seen the pictures, but okay.
He also has the house near the country club. Right. It would actually make everybody in this case actually telling
it
the truth.
It,
unless Kavanaugh was at a party at Chris Garrett's house when it happened.
Right. But everybody that was allegedly there had said that this particular event, as she described it, with Kavanaugh there, didn't happen.
So this scenario would make everybody happy except the people who don't want Brett Kavanaugh to be seated on the Supreme Court.
Right.
It would make Christine Ford happy. It would make Brett Kavanaugh happy. So the accuser and the victim would both be justified in their statements. But really, the reason all of this is coming out is because somebody doesn't want Brett Kavanaugh to make it.
Right. And well, it's
in
also
fairness,
a case
it's
of,
not
we weaponized should, allegations.
But everything should come out. The problem here is, I think there is a multitude of problems with this scenario, including the fact that of the tens of thousands of judges in the country, we can't find somebody who doesn't have a blemish in some way, shape, or form.
No.
This guy doesn't,
no.
though.
You will never find anybody, and even if Jennifer's right, even if they don't have a blemish, they will make one up. One's coming.
The reason Trump picked this guy to begin with over Amy Barrett, remember he wanted to pick Amy Barrett, is because this was the safe choice. He thought this was the guy that was going to get confirmed because of his record. Right.
Yeah. If we can't find a blemish on you, we're going to make one up. Who was the politician back in, I guess it was Dewey or Truman or something back then, when the presidential candidate was running for re-election and he said, make something like this guy's having an affair with somebody or something or other up, and the press guy said, but it's not true, and it says it doesn't matter. He'll have to spend the rest of the campaign defending himself.
Well, that's what happened.
That was in the 40s or the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten even worse now.
So who was it, McCain? Let me just think about it. When McCain was running for president in North or South Carolina, George Bush's team came up with a rumor that he fathered an interracial
right.
daughter, and he had, in fact, adopted her. But that whole thing grabbed hold, and that's many people think cost him that primary election.
Exactly.
And there was no fact to it.
And that's not to say that Christine Ford didn't have this happen to her. It's just the political machines will do whatever it takes.
Yeah. All right, 13 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Roundup Show. The importance of you getting a good night's sleep. Regular periods of sleep are key to having a healthy body and clearing your mind. When it gets busy and you are going around the clock and sometimes you don't get enough rest, when you do get rest, you want to make sure that it is the best possible rest. And that comes from having MyPillows, from having the MyPillow mattress, from having all the MyPillow ancillary things like sheets and just a whole thing. There's a catalog at MyPillow.com you can look at. There are some new things that are not necessarily just directed at sleep. It's sort of a health focus at MyPillow that you get. But look around and then take advantage of the savings. Most everything in the catalog now is this weekend going to be 50% off, at least using the DJV code. So go to MyPillow.com, get a single pillow, get two pillows, get four pillows, get a new mattress. If you're going to spend over $200, they'll finance it for you. All kinds of great reasons to go to this great spot. MyPillow.com, read the story of Mike Lindell and how he invented the MyPillow. There are all kinds of stats on the urgency, people in our country especially, to get it. That is, getting a good night's rest. Productivity is higher. Don't be sleep deprived. Get the best rest you can using MyPillows and get the discounts that you're entitled to by going to MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DJV and have a great time shopping this weekend.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Woods Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right. It's 16 past the hour. Excuse me, sorry. Jennifer, you have the most fabulous laugh of anybody that I know. I can't tell you what the story is that we're laughing, and that's not fair to the audience, but anyway.
Number eight.
Let's keep moving. Number eight, the supposed summit between North and South Korea. I don't know if that's really where you wanted me to go, Richie, or not, but that's where we go, because I don't know.
It's a big story. A story that didn't get a lot of attention, but I think a good one.
Well, it didn't get a lot of attention because there are a lot of other things sucking the oxygen out of the news cycle, but there is this, would you say, Jennifer, or anybody else wants to comment, is this an advancement? Are we moving ahead? Now, somebody pointed out this week, well, there haven't been any missiles shot for the last however many months since we started talking, so I suppose
that's good for us. That's good for Japan. Also, I think it was just a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, where Kim Jong-un was saying he'd like to see South Korea engulfed in, like, fiery flames of hell or something. And now he's talking about doing a united bid for the Olympics in 2030. So I think whether or not we trust Kim Jong-un, I don't, but at least you're not seeing all of this testing. You're not seeing this aggressiveness that we've seen from him in the past.
Well,
right?
Because he's also got the, they were bringing the leaders of Samsung and Nokia and all
the
these other, he sees the dollar signs. So the question here is,
isn't that what wins everybody over to the right side?
Absolutely. I mean, even a nutbag like Kim Jong-un sees the money there.
The side of the force. The force is with us as long as we got money.
So I think he's looking at trying to be the hero of his country and get some economic stability there. But how intertwined is South Korea and the United States during these talks? That's what I want to know. Whether South Korea is just kind of doing their own thing or not.
But that this week we learned that the U.S. has now agreed to sell weapons to South Korea. It's very odd timing. And I've been wondering all week, is this going to derail the North-South Korea summit? Is this going to change their perception? Is it going to change their progress? Now we start selling them more weapons? It's a little weird, the timing.
We're pretty much in a pretty big relationship with South Korea right now. President Moon has been the one who actually even started the talks.
Didn't like
Trump
us, though, at the beginning, right, Jennifer? Because there were missile tests and some kind of war games going on that he didn't know anything about. They just were taking
place. Well, we would engage in military exercises every year with South Korea.
Yeah.
You knew about that.
So, anyway, this is a good thing. We are all in agreement on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, how many people watched the Emmy Awards, number 9 this week on the...
Nope.
Okay. Countdown. That was quick.
I watched the highlights after the fact.
Yeah.
10 million people watched it. That's not that bad, considering that, you know, when you look at major events on TV and how much the ratings drop because so many people don't have cable anymore and they watch things on DVR. So to get, like, almost 11 million viewers, it wasn't terrible.
Well, the people, I think, that don't watch are tired of the politicizing.
But there wasn't a single mention of Trump this whole time.
But people didn't know that. They are expecting the people like Richie, who are tuning out in droves. Imagine if there wasn't any controversy and they just had fun. Shut the hell up and give us the names and let's see some clips and let's talk about the people
and
have some fun.
Yeah. A bunch of millionaires getting around to celebrate each other.
Well, that's what I think a lot of people are tired of. It's just people in Hollywood kind of patting themselves on the back.
Right.
Sports.
Well, it's always been that, though.
Well, but people like the red carpet.
Yeah, but
they like to see what everybody's wearing.
It used to be so much lighthearted fun that it was entertaining.
Yes, that's right.
Now
it's not. That's what I'm saying.
There's nothing entertaining about it. It's all self-aggrandizing crap.
Yeah.
Except for Betty White, who was amazing.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. Betty White, we have around.
And Henry got to get a 90-something-year-old in there to be fun.
Yeah, Winkler got an award. That wasn't bad. I agree with you on that, Victoria. Winkler got for that story about
after
the actor
years,
who's the hit.
Right. Won an Emmy. Yeah.
Yeah. He should have won for Fonzie.
Yeah.
I didn't want to jump the shark, Rich.
21 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Here we are on Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen going through the charts, the stories, the people that are listed at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Every week you can find the list there, and you can listen to us for a couple of hours going through the items and ancillary conversation about things that are going on in the world of news talk radio. There's lots of different sorts of talk radio, but news talk seems to be so-called political talk radio. Some people call it right-wing. I was actually talking to a friend of mine this week, and I said, when's the last time you listened to me on the radio? And he shot back a note saying, I don't listen to conservative right-wing talk radio. I said,
yeah,
how long
you.
Has it been since you listened? Right, exactly. I said, that's not quite what we do on the program these days, on the DJV program. But here, it's not aimed at that, just that singular group, but it is aimed at the issues of the day, whatever you may consider them to be. If you agree with others, fine. You may have other things. I always have other things that I think ought to be on the list, or maybe there are a few things on the list I don't think need to be there. If you look at number 10 this week, or understand number 10, usual focus on sports talk radio, what's happening now. The football season has started, baseball season pretty much over because the Red Sox have won, 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 and won. So what else is there to say other than the Browns won a game?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, it's the first win
long?
Since December of 2016.
Yeah.
So their big celebration this weekend in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
those Bud Light lockers are going to be opened. Do you remember that story, Doug, I told you about?
No.
That the Bud Light is, you know, one of the sponsors of the NFL, and so they have these lockers that they put all around Cleveland, and that they would be automatically opened and giving out free Bud Light bottles if the Cleveland Browns won. So they tied their first game of the season, and that was close, but no Bud Light. And now the Bud Light lockers will be opened, and I'm sure they'll be empty in minutes. But
right.
That's the...
You can't lose forever, right? Are there any historical notes from teams that never won a game?
No, forever? No.
No.
No, but, I mean, this one's pretty long. And what's great about it is their quarterback got knocked out, and their rookie quarterback, Baker Mayfield, comes in and runs and drives down the field four times. Boom. Score, score,
really?
Score. Yeah.
So is that like an old Brady thing? The substitute is better than the regular guy, and that he gets the job?
He will likely stay in for now, yes.
Yeah, Brady's hot substitute is now on the 49ers, so
yeah,
I don't
know. Doing so well yet.
Sometimes the head honcho doesn't like it when the backup does too well.
Well, that's why they traded him. It was no secret here in New England that Brady didn't want him around because he didn't want to do the same thing to him that he did to the last guy who was there. Who was the quarterback when Brady went in and substituted before he got hurt? Does anybody even remember his
name?
Yes. I'm trying to, as you're trying to. I can't remember it. But if that's how quickly someone like that fades into oblivion. I don't even think the guy, did he go to another team?
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right,
was it?
The guy, somebody got injured.
Do you know his name? Yeah.
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out.
I have no idea.
Somebody will send us
people
a Twitter.
People are screaming at the radio right now.
I know.
Yeah, right. at Doug Steffen, at Rich McFadden, at On Air Victoria, it's one of those three. Send us who it is that was on the field, got injured, Brady replaced him. This is what, 15? How long is Brady?
Drew Bledsoe,
that's right, too. Yep, that's it. Where'd he go, Richie? Where'd he end up?
I think he went to...
playing Key West, or...
No,
they have a football team there in high school, folks. That's why I sent that. Anyway, it's probably not important. It's just very interesting how these guys...
The Buffalo and the Cowboys.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. Meanwhile, the season goes on. Any surprises, football surprises, so far?
New coaches and new quarterbacks aren't doing well.
The new coach at the Giants is an abomination. Yeah, yeah. He's terrible.
This is the Talk Radio Review.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Hoarding disorder is a condition in which people collect and then have trouble getting rid of things to the point where it can take over their homes and their lives.
They have difficulties with attention, concentration, organization, and decision making. So sometimes that leads to not necessarily being aware of a problem. I'm just messy, disorganized.
Additionally, psychologist Dr. Craig Sawchuk says people with hoarding disorder have what's called a double-barreled reinforcement for their actions. So not only are they not aware.
They like doing what they're doing. It's the thrill of the hunt, or I could really use this for some reason in some way, or boy, this person will really like this and it feels good.
Sometimes the behavior can be an emotional release, helping relieve stress or grief. Dr. Sawchuk says it's this combination that makes hoarding disorder difficult to address. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
All of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis, I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. There is a new claim in The New Yorker, a second woman, 53-year-old Deborah Ramirez, alleging sexual misconduct against Brett Kavanaugh. President Trump's Supreme Court nominee releasing a statement saying, "This alleged event from 35 years ago did not happen. The people who knew me then know that this did not happen and have said so. This is a smear, plain and simple." Now the White House also issuing a statement saying, "This 35-year-old uncorroborated claim is the latest in a coordinated smear campaign by the Democrats designed to tear down a good man.
And honestly, the best character, unless she can prove otherwise, and we're going to give her her chance to do that.
Earlier in an interview with WTAM Radio in Cleveland, President Trump commenting on the first accuser, Christine Ford, who's scheduled to tell her story Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Capitol Hill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
More and more and more. You've had a vacation from us for a few moments. Now it's time for us to get back to our thing here on the DJB Show. I'm Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schilling. Victoria has the trending story at the moment.
Well, I have a happy cow story. How's that?
Oh, good.
We need that.
Happy cow.
Yeah, this is a really, really sweet story. So, there, of course, all the flooding in North Carolina has wreaked havoc on hog farming, which we've talked about, and there are beef cattle that have been stranded, horses, all kinds of animals. And so, the founder of Skylands Animal Sanctuary, which is actually here in New Jersey, his name is Mike Stura. He was, when Hurricane Harvey hit Texas last year, He got the idea to drive to Houston with some of the equipment that he has. He's got tractors and trucks and all kinds of extensive rescue equipment. And so he has experience with large animals and mechanical expertise. So he rescued some cows and some horses from Hurricane Harvey. This year was no exception. He went down to North Carolina with all of his equipment, and a woman called him and said that there was a group of about 20 beef cows that had been caught in the floodwaters of a nearby farm where she lived. And so she got in a boat and pointed out where these cows were. Now, 10 of them were actually huddled together on the front porch of a farm building, but she said that there were other cows that were in the barn that were stuck, and that they were submerged in water, and that they were trying to swim. So, Mike got into his little boat and got into the barn, and there was one cow in particular who was literally bobbing up and down for air. She was going up and then hitting the bottom, bouncing back up in a lot of distress. And so she wasn't, because she's a beef cow, apparently, she wasn't accustomed to being around humans and human handling. So she saw the boat. She was afraid. She kept swimming away. They were able to harness her and actually pull her. They towed her out of the building and got her onto dry land. At that point, the poor thing was so exhausted she couldn't even stand anymore. She just kind of fell over. And so now the owner of this farm had said that any of the cows that this guy rescues, he's allowed to take with him back to New Jersey to the animal sanctuary. This little cow is named Red, and so he named her after his mother's nickname, and she is now happily living in New Jersey on the sanctuary. And he got her vetted. She's fully okay to go. She's very tiny. She's the smallest of all of his rescue cows, but the pictures of her are absolutely adorable. She made it onto his trailer, and they took a long ride home. While he was loading Red onto the trailer, he also noticed there were three little puppies that had been abandoned by the side of the road. He rescued them. They're doing well, too. So there's a lot of great animal rescue stories that are coming out from this. And so now he has 18 medium-sized rescue cows, and she is the tiniest, and he said he put her right in with the pack, and she is very, very happy. He said her demeanor changed within 1 minute.
I made a deal on my farm this summer with the equine sanctuary that specializes in saving huge draft horses, and they have dozens and dozens and dozens of them on this farm out near where my farming partner in West Brookfield, Massachusetts is. So I said, if you would like, you had an ovary, she was worried because she had too many. I said, bring some of them to my farm. So we have some now very large draft horses that are on the farm as well with the cows, and they get along fine. The cows stay in one part of the pasture and the horses in another. They don't seem to mix. Well, they're okay. They don't mess with each other. It's just kind of fun. Actually, when the cows get close to the horses, they get silly and they run around. They almost circle. I was out late. It was almost dark last night. I was finishing mowing one of the fields down one of the pastures. And I was watching as the cows came across from the lower end of one of the pastures, and they made a beeline for where the horses were, which was sort of on the side of a hill. And I've noticed this before, they circle the horses. They just do a sort of a dance. They circle around the horses and do this kind of silly dance. They run around. The cows this year have been very frisky and lots of fun, and people have commented. They were young heifers when I got them, and they were not used to, as you just said, being around humans. And being around me and being around the farm is something that, you know, when you experience it, they become pets. They become part of the family of the farm. So they all now come up to us. They want to be petted, and they want to have you talk to them and rub under their necks and that sort of thing. And it's almost that friendliness. The horses are a little standoffish because they're not used to being around a lot of people at the sanctuary, and so they have gotten used to us as well. But I can't help but think that they, because they're very observant. Horses are very smart. I used to tease Meredith all the time about, because she was a horse person, all of the macaws were smarter than the horses. The horses are pretty darn smart. And they learn from watching. They're very observational. So at one point in time, I wanted to have an equine, bovine, canine sanctuary on the farm. And I'm more prone to having, as this gentleman was doing, a facility for cows, because I've been around cows all my life, and I just love the presence of the cows. And so it really is heartwarming to hear that. What I was thinking before you told me the story, I was thinking of another circumstance in which that sort of thing happened. Victoria, the cows were saved only to be sent to the slaughterhouse. And I was hoping that wasn't going to be the end of the story, because that's...
No,
well, that's what they're destined for. That's why they're beef cattle. They were going to be sent to the slaughterhouse.
Well, you know, there's a lot of rescue stories. New Jersey's got a lot of farmland, which people forget.
Yes, fabulous farm country. South Jersey is
New Jersey is actually pretty. I've driven through it, and I think parts
of everybody thinks it's... They think of New Jersey, think of Newark, which is a pigsty, and
well,
you go down a little bit, and the shore
they
is beautiful.
Think of the stretch of the opening sequence to The Sopranos, which is that horrible stretch of the turnpike, and that's what everybody always thinks of with New Jersey.
Right.
But, you know, John Stewart has about 20 minutes from where I live
now. He's got a farm.
He has a big animal sanctuary.
Yep.
And there was a cow that escaped the slaughterhouse in Brooklyn a couple years ago, and he went in and he rescued that cow. So that cow's now living
you
with
know,
him. There were some goats found along the side of that escaped from a goat meat farm, and he rescued them. So,
you know, it's
New Jersey's
kind
of the place to rescue animals now.
Brings to the surface, Victoria, something that most people don't know. As you think about eating a hamburger or sausage, we were talking about that before, or anything. The cows, though, especially, I know because I've been around cows all my life. I kind of know. I get the vibe from them. They know what their fate is when they. Go into that chute as they go into the auction house and into the slaughterhouse. They know what's going on. And some of them are able to escape. That happens. You see those stories all the time. We hear them around here. There are two or three slaughterhouses in Massachusetts, and I hear those stories all the time. And local people will grab the cows and want to save them. And it's kind of a nice story, frankly. As opposed to this, did I talk to you about Aaron Brockovich coming back into the surface or into the spotlight? Did I tell
that
story?
All over, well, she's been back in New Jersey now that I'm you know, learning more about what's going on in New Jersey, my new state. But she's the water here is so bad. It is just, I don't even understand how people can drink the water in New Jersey. It is so bad.
What she has found, interestingly enough, Victoria, is how much from Monsanto's pesticide routine, the Roundup and the other things, has made it into the water supply, how much of it is on playgrounds, how much of it is on public land.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who, again, are from the agricultural sector and have connection to it, you know about the controversies revolving around the new farm bill. But one of them is a provision that will ban I never pronounced this right.
Glyphosate.
In communities, there's a provision in the bill to take it out, to take the ban out and make it legal again for children to be exposed to Roundup in parks, using Roundup on parks and playgrounds and that sort of thing, which is...
I find that to be a complete outrage. I'm not even a parent, and I find that to just be abhorrent. I don't understand how we can allow this. Local communities have no control over it anymore. So this is part of this bill is that that little provision when they take it out, local communities don't have a say in banning it anymore.
Yeah.
So
they
can't even control their own local parks.
Of the government, the federal government getting so inveigled into stuff and so forceful there is all this focus on home rule. We've got to have home rule. The local community is top and then the state and after that the federal government. Federal government comes in and says, okay, the way they get away with it is you get no more money from us if you don't do what we tell you to do. You can do what you want. They'll tell the local communities, you do exactly what you want. But if you do, you're not going to get any money from us. That's how they do it. So meanwhile, Aaron Brockovich has looked at the science linking the pesticide exposure that children get to pediatric cancer and asthma, all kinds of behavioral problems that youngsters have. This is big ag at its worst. And yeah, they're full. The Congress is full of people who take money from big ag. And that's why the farm bill is loaded with $600 billion for these bastards who don't deserve a penny. They don't need it. They're making so much money. Why would you want to take your tax dollars and give it to these guys as payment for doing nothing and not having need for it? Where the family farmers are dying on the vine, and this is now something that is getting more and more attention, thank heavens. But it's part of the reason it's getting attention is because the lopsidedness of this farm bill and how much money goes to the big ag concerns that don't need it. For God's sakes, you're giving money to the Chinese. This is, again, this drives me nuts. The Chinese taken over the pork producers in this country. You know that, right? They own what's the biggest pork producer? Begins with an S, something, Smithfield, I think it is, or something like that. They bought them. So the Chinese government, everything belongs to the government in China. So they're one of their big ag concerns, and China buys out Smithfield. Why the government here let them do that is way beyond anybody's understanding of what's real. And so they're entitled under this, the way the farm bill is written now, to get farm aid, to get subsidies from the federal government. So you and our tax dollar are subsidizing pork producers that are intertwined with Smithfield. It's a Chinese-owned organization. So the money, our tax dollar, this is how stupid we are. Our tax dollars are being funneled through the Chinese government through the farm bill. That's how stupid we are in this country to let this kind of stuff go on. 47 past the hour on the DJV program.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's Automotive News headlines, I'm Nick Miles. After years of struggling, Lincoln is hitting it out of the park with their new lineup, which includes the new Navigator that takes on luxury car manufacturers like Range Rover head-to-head. Based on the Ford F-150, the Lincoln Navigator is packed with luxury features that will make it king comfortable. Powered by a 450-horsepower twin-turbo engine that has multiple driving modes, including something called Excite Mode. Every row treats the occupants like a first-class airline passenger. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
When it comes to buying a new smartphone, you have a ton of choice today, but some are so expensive, you could spend upwards of $1,500 for some models. Instead, there are some stellar smartphones that won't break the bank, yet are packed with compelling features. Case in point, the Zenfone 5Z. It's the newest addition to the Zenfone family from ASUS. This stunning 6.2-inch smartphone has everything you need. A dual camera, including a wide-angle lens that leverages artificial intelligence to help you take the best photos and videos. A super-fast Qualcomm Snapdragon 845 processor to handle everything you throw at it, including high-end Android games you can download from the Google Play Store. There's also 6 gigs of RAM or system memory to speed up all your tasks and apps. Best of all, the Zenfone 5Z is available for under $500. Learn more about the Zenfone 5Z at ASUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
All right, let's get to a couple of more of these quickly. The trade war, number 3 this week. I think maybe that's where there's as much emphasis as anything. The Kavanaugh business is one thing. But this trade war, I'm, as a family farmer, being affected by it. So are all the family farmers. And so are you, because the price you're paying for food, the price you're paying for everything is going up. And it's artificial. These damn trade agreements don't really do what they're supposed to do. Let the market find itself. We made a deal now with the Europeans, made a deal with the Mexicans, about to make a deal with the Canadians. So why can't we make a deal with the Chinese to have basically no, do we not trust them, to have no tariffs at all?
Because we had more leverage with all the others than we do with China.
Oh, that's a good answer, Richie. Thank you. That is a good answer. It's probably the right answer. But where the hell did the Chinese go?
It'll come. It'll come. It's just going to take a little longer.
Right.
Trump did what Trump does. He throws his big, huge monkey wrench into the middle of it and says, "There you go. I'm walking away." and then says, "Figure it out." And he will. And in the end, we'll all be better for it. But we have to suffer the pain.
Takes time. It's exhausting, isn't it, all of this stuff? Everybody take a deep breath, hold hands, and contact the rest of the living around you. This is the Talk Radio Review at 10 before the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now, time for us to review the top technology stories of the week, as is our tradition and our passion at the moment. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. She's going to go from number 5 to number 1, and that's pretty well organized, Victoria. Thank you very much for going from 5 to 1, starting at 5, in fact.
Well, you do love a countdown, so hey.
I do love a countdown.
Instagram has announced that it's starting a new campaign to help encourage users register to vote. They're going to be using ads in both users' feeds and in their Instagram stories to offer an easy link with information on registering. And to provide accurate voting information, Instagram partnered with TurboVote, which promises up-to-date information on how to register, how to update your registration if you've moved, and how to look up your state's voting rules and deadlines and elections times and all that good stuff. And additionally, Instagram is planning to offer I Voted story stickers, electronic stickers that you can brag to all your friends that you did your civic duty. So you'll also get links on Get to the Polls, and you can help people who follow you find their polling locations.
All right. That's not bad. Kind of an interesting way to get involved.
It's definitely the right way to reach the next generation, if that's
you're
what you're
right
trying
about
to
that.
Do.
So, yep. Yeah. Number 4 is a focus on something new from Alexa.
Mm-hmm. Amazon's Alexa is planning to introduce as many as 8 new Alexa-powered smart home devices later this year, and they're getting into your kitchens now. A microwave oven that's powered by Alexa. They're also going to be doing some in-car gadgets and some higher-end home audio gear, including amplifiers, receivers, subwoofers, and Amazon is going to detail this later this month. They're still trying to keep this a little bit under wraps, and because Apple always does their big announcement in the beginning of September, so Amazon's going to do something at the end of the month. And so this is not going to be under the Amazon Echo line of products. This is actually going to be branded as Alexa, and they're going to go head-to-head with GE, KitchenAid, LG, and Samsung when it comes to appliances in your kitchen. So you can tell Alexa to power up your microwave.
How about them apples?
Alexa,
number
make me
three.
Popcorn.
Alexa, get me to Doug Steffen. Android phones are the focus of the number three story this week, counting down to number one.
Right. Earlier this year, Google conducted tests to provide better location information when people are using their cell phones to call 911. And in the past, this has been on the cell phone carrier to provide the actual data of where someone is when they're calling on their cell phone. But so many people only use cell phones now that emergency services has decided it's really time to have some better location data. And so now, Google, if you have an Android phone that is 4.0, or newer, then every time you call 911, your information will be provided, your location information will be automatically provided to the emergency call center wherever you are. T-Mobile has partnered with Rapid SOS, and so they are making sure that they have, at this point, over 100 million Americans will be covered with up, and they've gotten it down to like within 120 feet of where you actually are. So that's great news. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to do anything. It will automatically be up to date from now on.
Yippee! Number two on our way to number one on the list of important technology items this week is a focus on the new Apple Watch.
Yeah, the new Apple Watch has really gotten a lot of buzz since Apple had their big unveiling of their annual unveiling of new products. The iPhone X, they have a new XS and XS Plus, which is going to be the largest iPhone screen at 6.5 inches. But really, the Apple Watch Series 4 has taken all the spotlight, and for good reason. It's the first FDA-approved device to test your heart, and this is has a built-in ECG, that's an echocardiogram machine, a mechanism that's built into the Apple Series 4 watch. And so what you can do, it can detect heart rhythms, it can detect a low heart rate, and it can also tell you if you have AFib, and that's going to be huge for so many people. So that's probably the best thing that I think Apple has come out with in a really long time.
All right, number one, this is the President of the United States.
Well, it's the presidential alert, and it is the emergency test that FEMA has been warning. They've been saying that they're going to do this. It's now been pushed to October 3rd at 2:18 in the afternoon. Wherever you are, you will get an Amber Alert, a test. It's called the presidential test, and so you'll get a text message on your cell phone if your phone is on.
Swell.
And it's just a test.
Yes, only a test of the emergency broadcast system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Good job, Victoria. Thank you for being here. This is,
not time-wise. A test.
No, it isn't. It's 59 past the hour.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.